Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And, you know, I get excited on Tuesdays because I get an opportunity to sit with you and talk with you and have you exposed to my wonderful guests that agree to appear each week with us. And so I get so excited, and I'm thankful for the energy of the guests that come and are willing to share knowledge and information with you. So thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness. Thank you for choosing to be with us today. So let's get started. I have a few things that we do before we begin the podcast or the radio show for tonight. So the most important action step that we take on every day, but especially on Tuesdays, is giving thanks to our ancestors. We give thanks for them being with us every step of the way. And especially on Tuesdays, as we discuss issues and different situations that are not ordinarily talked about in an open setting. And so we give thanks for being able to stand on the shoulders for strength of our ancestors. And we trust that the ancestors got us all the time, our back, our front, our sides, and up and down. And we're so appreciative to our ancestors. So we love you, ancestors. We love you now. We love you forever. And thank you for paving the way for us. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So it's all about life. It's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called Health and Wealth, and we have our most esteemed guest tonight, Dr. Azalea Blaylock, that's going to be joining us and going through some information with us about the two different sides of the coin that she addresses within the community, and she is just going to blow you away. So stay tuned with us, and you really want to hear every part of this discussion, and you may want to get a ink pen and a piece of paper and take some notes as well. All righty. So audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion. All comments are welcomed, and every voice is heard, but we do ask that you use no foul, profane, or vulgar language, because if you do, we will have to just close you down, close your line down. So our call-in number here is 516-531-9819, and you would just push 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And because once I open your line, if you're not speaking, I would ask that you mute your line out so that we have a better quality of playback, because people go back to the shows over and over and over again to listen to them. And then those people that are not able to listen during the initial live broadcast, they go back and listen to the rebroadcast. So we just want to make sure that we have the best quality possible for our listeners. And if you ever want to listen to one of the shows, you can always check us at www.blogtalkradio.com, and that's /Sandy Rogers, SandyRogers. So thank you. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness with Sandy. So I really like to set the shows up with the music, and I had a couple of different choices, and Dr. Azalea actually did a Facebook Live earlier today, and so it made me pick this music over the other. So we'll be right back after this short music break, and we're going to get right into the discussion with Dr. Azalea. Man, I tell you, she is on fire. All right, be right back.
I just want to pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. I don't want to tell you how to live. I just want to give what I have to give. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Mm-hmm. Smiling faces, warm embraces, lovers walking hand in hand. Revolution is no solution tragedy of man. Here's my plan. Hope I can pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. Honey, when you give your love to me, together we can make some history. Maybe it'll pick somebody up.
Why are you doing this thing? How come you're playing music for people? Getting up early in the morning just to catch a plane, a bus, and a train. Going insane, fanning the flame. So then why? Is it for love? Is it for self-expression? Is it to combat depression? Is it to make people happy? I mean, I love it. I can hear it. I can listen to what somebody smiles at.
But when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm surly, and when I'm glad, that sunshine turns to rain, and I just can't stand the pain, and I feel I'm going insane, till I get back home again, when I think I can't compete, and I just can't find the beat, when I'm old, when I'm young, when I finally saw the sun, I sure hope we have some fun, spreading love to everyone, so before I tip my cup, I just want to pick somebody up.
Somebody up, and the artist there is Raul Madone, and Pick Somebody Up is exactly what our guest does, and we'll be bringing her on shortly. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You know you're welcome to join us and be live on air with us at 516-531-9819. And you would simply press the 1 on the dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And so I have the pleasure, the honor to introduce our guest. Actually, I'm going to bring her on and let her introduce herself because I want her to be able to tell you who she is in the manner that she would like. So, Dr. Azalea, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for sharing of yourself and of your time with us tonight.
Thank you for having us on.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about who you are.
Okay, wow. Well, I started out as a naturopathic doctor in Oakland, California, and I saw the need because our people were, you know, dying of cancer like they are now, and HIV left and right. And then I had cancer myself. And so I became a naturopathic doctor in Oakland, California, started going across the world, researching cancer, the natural remedies, the Nubian remedies, I should say. And we've helped over 3,500 cancer, HIV, and diabetic clients. But what I saw was is that the average cancer treatment, when I went to go get treatment, I had to take out a $180,000 loan. And
wow.
The average person to get holistic care, yes, I was the only black person in there getting oxygen therapy for $1,500. And I realized the average person could not afford that. And so at our holistic center, we just wouldn't refuse people. I would take in through celebrities, but I would take the money from celebrities that I did and use it on people who couldn't afford it, seriously. And that's how Virtual Black Wall Street really got started. My kingman and I saw the need in our community, not only dealing with health, but dealing with the emergency. Every time we'd be in a car, and he'd be in a nice car, he would get stopped because he had locks. And, you know,
right.
Our policemen stopped us at a stop sign and, you know, literally put guns on him and looked like he was going to kill him. And this is happening.
Wow.
So we started Virtual Black Wall Street is about us helping us economically, but not only economically, having a strong network so that we can truly help each other.
And so your Virtual Black Wall Street, it works hand in hand with your holistic health care.
Absolutely, because if we're in businesses and we're not healthy, then you know what I'm saying? It's like we have the wealth part of it and we have the health part of it. And it's really a formulation that's really on fire right now.
I think it's beautiful, you know, because a lot of times we'll look at one or the other, but we don't join them together, and they're inseparable. You know, you can't separate them. You can't divorce them because, like you say, you know, if you don't have your health, then what else is there to have? And so that's number one. So I really like how you were at Healthful Essence earlier today. And you, yeah, I saw that, the Facebook Live. And so, you know, you had the opportunity to see the owner, Mama Princess, and she's just a straight-up doll, just a jewel of a person.
Absolutely.
And then you took so much time with the young lady that was homeless and talking with her and, you know, honoring who she was, so that she did not become a statistic. She was a person, and she was able to be in that energy. And I just saw her standing taller, you know, in that chair, the more she had an opportunity to talk and share. So the work that you do is just incredible.
Well, you know, I have to say, my kingman is here, too. We both do the work. My children do the work. This is not an I thing. This is really, truly a we thing. And we just started it on fire. We literally started in our community first because right on Cascade, my daughter and I were driving down there and we saw 5 homeless people. And so my daughter came back. She was really teared up and she's like, we need to do something. I said, well, what you going to do? She said, well, let's make some food. I said, is that the only thing? She said, well, let's go get some blankets. I said, okay, they're still going to be homeless. So we tied that in. We filmed. We started to get to know these homeless people and started filming them with my daughter.
Wow.
She's 18 years old.
Okay.
And what she learned, what she learned was some of them were teachers. You know, some of them were very articulate. They came from various different backgrounds. And so we start calling different businesses before we even had the profile, before we even had the store on Virtual Black Wall Street. We called different businesses in on Campbellton Road and Cascade. We got $10 from them. We were able in less than 60 days, we were able to get them food, a home, medical care. Someone gave them a car. We were able to get all those five jobs. All those five homeless people are now not on the street. You will drive down there near the beautiful restaurant, and you will not see them sleeping on the bench.
Awesome. That's so beautiful. You know, and that was as an area that you wouldn't normally think homeless people would be, you know, down in that part of Cascade. So, and you've got several large churches around there as well. And so I'm glad and thankful that you saw and responded, your daughter and you, to the needs of our community, because it's important that we do that, and we don't always put energy behind the words that we speak. You know, we don't always walk the talk or talk the walk. So,
yeah,
so tell us a little bit Go ahead.
Well, it's truly a community thing. I can't say it was me and my daughter. It was, you know, King Diggs. It was Lorinda. It was different businesses, A to Z Accounting, different people, the YMCA. I mean, the YMCA, Mr. and Mrs. Young. Oh, my God. Oh, they helped with my son. You know, it takes the community. Everything that we, Alice Bussey, connected me to so many people. Mama Virgie. I'm serious when I tell you this. Mama Virgie, she has Pearl Academy. It is the community. So when you connect and you let people know and you have a way to connect them, then everybody can do their part.
Well, that's Virtual Black Wall Street.
King, did you want to say something? This is King Big.
I know. I hear you in the background. I want to hear
your voice,
too.
You're passionate.
I am just here really, you know, blessed with the opportunity to support this queen. You know, since the day, you know, that I met Azalea, what has really changed my life about meeting her was how passionate, you know, she really and genuinely passionate about helping people. And, you know, we all get so, you know, scarred up by the everyday life that we stop, you know, having that human aspect of wanting to, you know, really help. And you know, she helped remind me that that's really, you know, what made me do what I do as far as, you know, my real estate investing and doing all that, you know, from a young age. And, you know, that's what I really enjoyed about real estate, because I was working in the community and really, you know, able to see, you know, change and help people start their businesses and, you know, then turn around and be able to support them and all that. So this was, you know, right up my alley, and I've just been here, you know, like I said, on a support mission, because, you know, brother, these women here, you know, are not like, you know, the white woman you see on the movie screen.
Right.
You know, our sisters are truly leaders. We truly as a people are not going to fall, you know, back in our proper place and in line until, you know, the black woman is where she really needs to be. And, you know, being so bombarded and inundated and doctrine, all those kind of words with how, you know, to treat a woman based on, you know, what we see on television or in this, you know, Western European society, which is the exact opposite of our culture as a people, you know, it makes our relationships hard. And, you know, it really doesn't help to support the power of the black woman. So I've just been trying to stay focused on reversing that and being supportive of her and adding, you know, whatever it is I can add to it. And like I say, both our passions, you know, to help people just fell in line that way. So that's why Virtual Black Wall Street is a real genuine platform because it's coming from a real genuine place.
And you know what? It's so genuine. This one guy sat down with us. Is you can either join free right now as a monthly membership, or you can pay $10 a month as a business. But we give half of the proceeds to the person. Because of myself being a single mom at one time and struggling in business, because I did care about people so much. They didn't fund people with natural medicine for blacks unless we wanted to give vaccinations and other things and pump you guys up with drugs. And I refused to do that. So I found other ways to fund our people with our own money. And so we found out in Virtual Black Wall Street, I started at $10 a month. And what happens is it's like a black Facebook and Amazon combined. So in building up our people, what we're doing for the business person or the person who doesn't have a business is they get $5. Every time they refer someone, they get $5. It's not a pyramid. It is not multi-level marketing. It is us helping us. It's helping the person help their family first. Okay, so if they want to do 1,000 people where they just refer them to it, they get $5,000 a month. Then the other
wow.
goes to the movement and employing
wow.
people. And then $1 goes back to the homeless, to a person that needs a truck. Maybe somebody needs food. Maybe somebody needs stuff. If we get 1 million people, we're talking about virtual. We're not talking about physical. We're talking about virtual and physical. Then that's $10 million a month. $10 million a month. That means that worldwide, we're going on a tour next year. And we're going to speak to the president of Nigeria. We're going to speak to Thailand. But we're starting home first. Because if we spread this and we commit, I'm talking about committing to this state of emergency that we are truly in, and we commit
yeah.
to $10 a month, then we can help everybody in our community.
And, sister, one more thing I got to add to that. We are sick and tired of being sick and tired
yes.
of being sick and tired because we get these grants. You can go get a grant quicker for another church than you can to actually start a business. You know, and that's for a reason. And the 501c3, we want to teach people that was built for a whole nother reason. That was for, you know, our wealthy people to have something to dump their money in, come tax time, so they could keep it rolling and at least keep, you know, what they wanted to. But that's not how we rolling. Like, Virtual Black Wall Street is not a 501c3. Meaning, we don't have to ask nobody how we're going to move that money, how it's going to be facilitated, who it's going to be facilitated to, what we can say, what we can't say. You know, we're trying to really show people that there is a way that we can all be free, but we have to be able to do this together, because as soon as one of us isolates ourselves, him or herself, then they just chop the head off.
Yeah, and it's a powerful tool, because there was a gas station, a Chevron gas station, and that I went to on Campbellton Road, and I put gas in the car. I was trying to put gas in the car, and then the numbers were going up, but there was no gas. So I said, "Whoa!"
Oh wow!
I said, I went to the guy. And I said, look, I paid for gas, but no gas coming up, but the numbers are still constantly going up. And he said, oh, get away. Oh, you're not getting your money back. You're not. I said, whoa, 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 whoa.
Wow.
I asked him calmly, five times. Yeah, five times. This is an Arab store. The majority of people that were coming in, and we get this all the time, was black indigenous people. So this is the power of Virtual Black Wall Street. And we just started. We just put up the store and the personal page. I went on live, and I said, Virtual Black Wall Street, I said, look at this. I said, this man is in our neighborhood, and he's been here for years. And he just cheated me out of the money. How many other people? Look what's happening. Numbers going up. Gas has happened to another gentleman, too. And I put him on live, and then everybody started speaking up. And I looked in the store, and I said to them, how much longer are we going to take this? We need to start our own gas stations and put him out because he's not doing us right. Do you know that man gave me my money back?
Okay.
But we have to start our own businesses. We have to start our own nail shop, and we have them, but we don't know where they all are.
So how you're addressing that through the website as well?
Yeah, because check this out. Once you join as a VVWS member, if something's going on with you, sister, then you can press a button and let them know what's happening and put a video on it. And we know not to support that person. We know that somebody needs, we need to give this to somebody to start this business. See, this is what's happening. They're bullying us because we are allowing, we are the consumers. We spend $1.7 trillion as of 2020. And when you look at Amazon, when you look at Facebook, we are the main consumers. We are the main people on there that they're making over $98 billion a month on. If we got even a third of that, how much would we make and be able to help our people?
Exactly.
So that's why I said, one lady said, you know, they said, We Buy Black. And another sister said, we got the Buy Black movement. I said, yes. We need more on every corner.
Exactly. We
need more because when you look at our Nubian people, they were not people of fear. They were people of abundance. People are killing. This Illuminati thing, people are killing people because of fear. We're like a fruit tree. We got trees that produce all day long. We as a mother and fathers, we need to take that back right now.
Yes. Yeah. So you say your children are involved in the process too. So I would like to know how we can make it be a family affair. And then also, if you could just break down the website or how Virtual Black Wall Street, how it functions, so that the listeners have a real clear-cut understanding as they go on and become members of the community.
Okay, so number one, I'm going to address the first thing that you said. How can our children be involved? Well, you can set up a Virtual Black Wall Street separate membership, which is what one of the ladies did for her youth. She had three youth in her home, and she said, I want them to build up residual wealth. So she set up membership. This is what she did. And she set up a membership for each one of them. So what she's doing is as she gets people and refers people from her Facebook, she just puts them under her kids' name. And it's getting monthly, residual monthly income every single month, okay? So this is how this works. You go to VVWS.org. So whatever thing that they, you know, when they get older or even now, there's a brother named Sean Harris. His son has 5-6 different books already, and he's only 10 years old. You don't have to wait till they're 18 to help do their businesses. Think out the box. We can teach your kids to do a business now so that when they're 18, they're set. They're set. So what you do, step one, you go to VBWS.org, starting for Virtual Black Wall Street. It will say join now. When you join, you'll have two options. It says $10 a month or try it free till December. If you're skeptical, try it free till December. Okay? If you want to make residual now, then you do $10 a month. What you get as a business person is you get your personal profile, which is just like Facebook, okay? And then you have a store. So you can put your store worldwide. Now, mind you, I'm making this very clear. We have never done this. I'm being transparent with you. This is through spirit. This came about because of a need. You know, I got with one of my friends who's a tech person, and she's never done this. We set up this beautiful site. This is with Big Sister Media, and we're going to make mistakes, but I think it's beautiful. And so when you go on there, when you sign up, you're going to get an affiliate code. Now, you must keep that affiliate code. When you go to the affiliate area, it says affiliate code because you copy that code. And what I'm having people do that become VIP members is they're going on, like, saying, my name is so-and-so, Mrs. Sarah. I'm with Shake and Bake Business. I'm a proud VIP member. Click below to join today. And they click. And all they're doing, some people are just putting it on Instagram. They're putting it on Facebook, and while they're asleep, they're still making residual while some of them are thinking about a business or while some of them already have a business. So every day now, since we put that up last week, we now are seeing people grow on there every single day. Now, we also have Facebook. Yeah, it's amazing. We have Facebook. We have 6,000 people we got on Facebook in 2 months. We just got on Instagram, and we're on Pinterest as well, showing some things. But it was so funny because a telemarketer called me today, and she was trying to get me to do a webinar, which I needed. I needed for Virtual Black Wall Street to add some things to it. And I said, you know what? I said, how much are they paying you? And she said, oh, not that much. And I said, you know, I told her about Virtual Black Wall Street. She joined while we were on the phone. I have not had one person say no. She joined. It's called Twin Tables. You'll see her. Her and her sister do a talk show. And something, how the universe works. I said, man, I want to get those twins on one day. This was like a year ago. I said, you know, to do something with them. She joined today. And she's now up on there, you know. So this
awesome.
Is how you can do this wherever you go. You see how excited
right.
I am, right?
Right, right. I'm loving it.
The other part, she gets so excited that she missed a red shirt.
That's not what
it is. Let's bring it back down, and let me tell you this. The number one problem for most black businesses is marketing.
Sure.
Number one. Nobody knows you out there. You got this great jewelry. You got this good food. You got this great service. You got, you know, this great T-shirt, whatever it is. Nobody knows you're out there. Okay, no, but I got Facebook, I got Instagram individually, but somebody still got to direct them to that one individual out of a billion, trillion, zillion places in cyberspace, right?
Right, right.
So now that we have this one platform, Virtual Black Wall Street, just like if, whatever you're thinking of you want in the world, like Amazon, you can go to Virtual Black Wall Street, type in search, let's say somebody has some crazy idea for, you know, Kwanzaa jewelry. And they'll be able to type that, and they'll be able to get somebody who makes that specific thing.
Yeah, it's a commitment, and we just put it up last week. I remember when we first got on Facebook and there was 100 people. And I'm going to tell you how this is going on fire. I was with a friend, John. He's like you know, he's an older gentleman. And he came by the other day, and he said, Azalea, I want you to meet my sister. She's like probably about 80 years old. And guess what? She's a specialist in stocks. And I said, John, I've been knowing you 4 years. I didn't know you had a sister in stocks. He said, you never asked. Which tells me everything that we need to know is with each other, but we don't talk to each other. We stay in our homes. We don't say hi to each other. We don't find out about each other because of whatever it is. We need to put that to the side because we're in a state of emergency. So when I spoke to his sister, she said she saw Virtual Black Wall Street. She went on, and I told her. I said, look, we just put this platform up last week. She said, I want to be a part of this. And I said, so what do you mean when you say that? She said, no, I know legislators. She said, I know everybody. She said, I'm going to put this on the stock market. She said, call me tonight because she was on her way to Savannah. So now we had a conversation with her. Now Virtual Black Wall Street is about to be put on the stock market. Okay? Then somebody else contacted us and saw us on live and said, I want to do a Virtual Black Wall Street card. What I'm saying to you is this is on fire, and it's going to help other people with their talent. There are multiple talents. We are, as a people, are not one-dimensional. We are multi-talented.
Right.
You could put 5, 6 businesses on there if you want to. You
and
put
each
your
one of those businesses
on there.
Would each one of those businesses be a separate monthly fee or?
No, you don't have to do it that way unless you want to. The only reason why the other sister did it that way is because she wanted her kids to have their own residual. That's why she set it up like that.
I think it would be great to do it that way, though, you know, to have a separate one for each one of your concerns.
Yeah. If you guys want to do it that way, it's up to you. If somebody wants to do it as a family and split it, that's up to them, you know. But we are, if you want us to come to, you know, your place, your country, your city, we'll fly out to you and we'll do a virtual Black Wall Street Business Networking. We have conferences every Mondays. The next one we're having is in our community. We live on Central Mila. We live between Camelton and Cascade, and we're utilizing our community. We're going to have our next one October the 26th. We're going to have it at, what is it, Adams Park at 1620 DeLoe from October 26th from 12 to 3. So all the virtual Black Wall Street members, they have free vendor booths. They just need to let us know, you know, as and if you're not a member, it's $25. We're going to be at the Tyler Perry Studio on March the 15th. Get your pen and piece of paper. March the 15th. That's going to be 2 to 8 at Tyler Perry Studio. We're going to have a virtual Black Wall Street Gala because I wanted to meet. I'm around the corner from Tyler Perry, and his story is amazing, and it shows us that we, the sky is the limit. He said he thought big because of the fact that to let people know it was God, and we're doing the same thing. This is not us. This is the Creator. We started from nothing. And we want to show people we can grow together. Black people do work together. We do. If we didn't work together, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't here. You know, so we do work together. And so we're having it there, and that was God working that out as well. And so if people want virtual Black Wall Street members, it's $50 a ticket. For non-members, it's $125. And we're going to be honoring people in this community first. That's what we're going to be doing.
That's for the gala. That was $50 for the members. And what was the non-member price?
$125 okay. for non-members.
And that was March 15th of 2020 from 2 to 8 p.m. All right, so
that's
you
right.
guys, if you're not writing it down, I'm going to give you these dates again, but you might want to get you something to take notes on. Whew. And see, I didn't realize that your website had just gone up. I thought you were already into business, and I get that drive that you have, and that's what got me excited, you know, about having you on. But I understand that it hasn't prevented you from doing the work, so that you're still doing it is just as. Go ahead.
Yeah, the website has been up. Okay, so for us to do a website like this would have been like $150,000, like a Facebook because of the tech and so forth like that. We didn't have that, being honest with you. And so
what we did,
we worked with our tech, and we went ahead and, you know, we worked hard. We got the first part. So the website has been up for about 8 months, but we just got up the personal profile in the store. Just last week where businesses can go in and open their stores and open their personal profile. Because, again, this is something we've never done before. You know, so, you know, they say,
really
my son
too.
Said, thank you. My son, I told my son, I said, boy, this is making me real uncomfortable in certain areas. And my son is 18, and he's with Lead by Example, with Michael at Lead by Example with the YMCA. And he said, Mama, he said, Michael said, when it's uncomfortable, it's going to go big. Just stick with it. You know?
Yeah.
So,
that's right.
You know,
and look at the example that you're setting for your children, too. You know, that's very powerful.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Well,
this is for the
people.
Really
when I'm right to rest with the ancestors, I want to be able to know that this is something that passes 11 generations. If there's a tool that if somebody wants to use it, they can use that tool to help, you know, elevate them, not only financially, because we don't need to be scared of money, you know.
Right.
We are from wealthy
right.
people, you know. Not only that, but to use it as a tool to think out the box and reach millions and millions of people.
I think that is one of I've been having conversations with a lot of people lately because we understand we're at a different frequency vibration And that is time now, not tomorrow, not, you know, next year or anything like that, but taking the action steps now to get this work done. And I'm so proud of the work that you're doing and the example that you're setting within the community by being an active advocate for the homeless people that you've encountered there on Cascade. You know, you're doing the work that some of these other organizations have boasted in doing, but I know that the work is not getting done. So, you know, my hat's off to you. And you're very powerful, you and your king and your children. It's incredible to work.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's really interesting because everybody, all you guys on here, if you're a person of color, you all have been through something. And I remember, and I'm going to say this briefly, and I say this because this really hurts my heart. I was sent to Klamath Falls, Oregon, and I say by the Creator, to detoxify the Native Americans, because we are the Native Americans, truly. We are the Native people of the land. And I went there when my kids were younger. I would go different places and take my kids, and we would do work on them holistically. And when I went there, the KKK, Obama was becoming president, and the KKK slashed my tires. They put my house on fire. They let out horses. We had animals at the time. They kidnapped my kids for 3 months. They put my son, who was 10 years old at the time, stopped us 10 times, put guns to him, put him down on the ground, and I learned self-control then, and I learned a lot. I learned that you have to rely on the Creator and the trillions of angels to guide you and direct you in the work that He has for all of us to do. We need to ask Him what work that is, and then she will guide us, you know, to what we need to do and protect us. And I'm going to tell you something. I learned a lot from that experience. My king man had his brother get killed by, you know, in a Caucasian area, you know. And so we both went through some things. And my dad told me, either we're going to be bitter or we're going to be better. And I saw my kids, and when I got them back, and I trained them, and I said, we're either going to be bitter or we're going to be better. We're the first parents. When we left that place, my daughter was valedictorian in Klamath Falls, Oregon. She got the highest test scores in Oregon. When we left being better. We stood tall. We left out of that hellhole, and she said the valedictorian speech. When we came back to Oakland, California, we had an appreciation for black kings and black queens like we've never had before. So my kids and all of us are on fire because of these experiences that we went through, that God allowed us to go through, so that when we do speak to other people, we're speaking from a place of passion, not a place of greed.
Yes, yes. Well, the passion is certainly there. I know I feel it. And, you know,
imagine.
Go ahead, King.
No, I was just going to say, imagine a church struggling, you know, financially to get there, you know, with all the people that's leaving the church now and you know, the amount of people that's able to tithe because of their financial hardships and all that. But imagine if a church or group that needs funding every year were to sign up as a virtual Black Wall Street member. And then the members under them sign up directly with that affiliate link. And then with everybody having their own personal businesses, wanting to stay on virtual Black Wall Street to keep their, you know, business out there public and advertise well. And that money coming to that organization every month. And the struggle being alleviated from these groups.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different ways. There's so many different ways that this money and that group economics can work to favor everybody.
And seeing the
you
work
know,
that you
it's
got.
It's like the people who got $100 and $1,000, like we just saw, you know, being asked T.I. and some other people last weekend. You know, those are the only ones that seem to be getting the praise for making the sacrifice. But if I only got a disposable income of $200 and I'm able to come to church and leave $30, $50 or whatever, you know, that's a big sacrifice.
Sure.
You know, I also want to make this clear too that we're not just appealing to people because a lot of people have been molested and raped in churches. I'm just keeping it real with you. And saying that we don't want to, I'm keeping it real because I'm hearing all the stories. And so we have our Virtual Black Wall Street in neutral places. I mean, so that we can all come together. No matter what our knowings are, our beliefs are, we have to come together. Okay, and that's where I'm at. I'm not alleviating the person that doesn't, you know, that's been hurt there. Because the homeless lady, when you see her story on there, she doesn't even go to church anymore because she told me the story of when she went up to a church and she was bleeding and hungry and they called the police on her. And she went to jail when she went up there to get help. And then she went to a restaurant right across the street. Someone gave her $20 and they told her, you know, she was too nasty to come in. So, you know, if we can't see, how can we pass somebody on the street and just say that we serve God? For real? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about if this person's personal circumstance or anything. If you go help them, help them. And that's where we're from. We're from non-judgment. I don't care what you know, what you believe, what your background. Let's come together. That's where I'm coming from.
Well, yeah, and I wasn't saying go through. I was just saying it's a way that you can utilize as group economics to each group. You know, a lot of these baseball teams and football teams, you know, I see the same kids out on the corner, you know, season after season. You know, they out there in traffic with a helmet, hot as I don't know what, not getting anything, not practicing where they should be. They are asking for money to fund the team. You know, it's the same thing. You can teach the kids, you know what I'm saying, about starting a business or group economics, all that wrapped into one, you know, implement the Virtual Black Wall Street, which don't cost your organization anything to utilize as a fundraiser, and go.
And, you know, I saw there's these young kids. You guys see them all over Atlanta, Georgia. They're right near, when you get on the freeway, they're selling $1 waters.
Right.
So what if we, as a community, once a year, once we get to 1 million members, we go to these youth and we help them start a water company? Because what we found out is that the number one thing that everybody in the world buys is water. The number two thing that blacks buy are sodas and drinks. And then 5 is hair products on the list. So when I saw what it is that we buy and that we consume the most, we can go approach these youth so that they're not in a dangerous situation near the freeway, you know, fighting over territory. One of the youths got killed because they were fighting over territory for their water, you know.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we can alleviate a lot of crime, you know, a lot of problems. Not all the problems, but a lot of them.
Right, right.
If you take dope or if you take, you know, the streets or whatever you want to call it out of somebody's lifestyle, you got to replace it.
You do.
And it has to be instant.
You can't take a dope dealer, because I'm from Oakland. You can't take a dope dealer and they're making, you know, $2,000 to $5,000 and then all of a sudden tell them, okay, go ahead and do a $7 an hour job, $10 an hour.
Exactly.
But that's not
going
to cover their family. They're going
to
find another way. So you do.
Yeah. We have to be street smart when we go to do these things. And so I'm from California. I'm from Southern, though. I'm from Watts, California. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And So I want to extend the invitation to the audience again, but I just want to somewhat of a summary with what I understood you to say, so that for those individuals that have questions, our number here is 516-531-9819. You will push 1 on the dial. Now, don't wait until 10:30 or 10:25 and you don't get your question answered. So I'm asking for you to go ahead and call in now. So you said that it's a $10 monthly fee. That's for the VIP membership, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And so of that, you get $5 back as people come up under you. Part of that money goes in directly into Virtual Black Wall Street, and then part of the money is also goes into a fund to serve the community, particularly the homeless individuals, and providing them resources that they need to get on their feet. And with that, you know, it is such a complete business model, because we're looking at the health and the welfare and also generating income or economic status or economic base in this model, so that the whole person is addressed in this. Children can take advantage of it. Parents can do it for their children. You can do it through businesses. And like the our guest was saying, churches, different nonprofit groups, however you want to do that, you know, it can be financially beneficial. Plus, it strengthens us as a community with supporting one another. And I think that's probably one of the most important aspects of how you guys have this thing set up. It's wonderful. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it makes people active participants. And I want to make this very clear. It's everything that she's talking about is explained on the website. And, you know, I want to make this very clear to everyone that once you get a certain amount of people, you become a billionaire ambassador. And so once a year when we have these galas and we reach 1 million people, you have a say into how you want those monies to go. We're having A to Z accounting, Ruby Harvey, who's been an accountant for 30 years. She is our accountant, okay? And she's going to show where everything is going, okay? She's right on Campbellton Road. Excellent woman, I just want to tell you, okay? Has a good reputation. And so what you're going to do is you're going to have a say when we vote and say, okay, we have 10 million sitting here. And I'm going to say that, literally. We have 10 million sitting here. We're talking about monthly. We're talking about monthly. What is it? Who in the community needs this? Maybe Joe needs it to start a business. Maybe you have something that you're passionate about for a single dad, you know, who's doing our child support, you know, and they don't have any money left, you know. I'm just saying there's so many different passions. We're one person, but you guys are billions. And if we go ahead and we spread this around, then we're able to help the community and spread it out across the world. Virtually. That's where virtual.
Right.
That's where the two. When you look at Black Wall Street, they blew up Black Wall Street. And I prayed to God and I said, you know, they blew up Black Wall Street. And I'm telling you, but they can't blow us up virtually. If we spread in a matter of 6 months to a year, they how are they going to blow us up virtually? You know, how are they going to do that when we're in Ghana, Atlanta, Oakland, Watts, you know? Everywhere, you know, it's already spread it now, okay?
That's
how we thought of, you know, that just in so many different ways.
And she also left out the fact that when you become a simple VIP member, you know, when you buy products or resources from Virtual Black Wall Street website, the vendors have already agreed to giving you a 10% discount.
Ah, okay.
And then from that, she didn't even talk about the fact that right around the corner from these money will come a holistic health plan and health care.
Yeah, we talked with a retired insurance director. And so next year, this is not happening right now, but next year at the end of 2020, we're meeting with her already, and we're planning on setting up a $25 a month holistic insurance. So that you can go, just say $25. Let's say you got cancer, or you know, God forbid, or you have HIV,
preventative,
and it costs thousands of dollars because it costs a lot of money. I mean, the average holistic care to really treat a person in stage four is in the thousands. You would only pay $25. Yeah. And then the person that's treating you holistically gets paid their $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. Why? Because a million people is putting in $25 a month. So it helps everyone to get their turn when they need care or preventive care monthly so that we're not waiting to the last minute till we're so sick, you know, because most of us, really think about this. If you talk to the older people, they're scared to go to the hospital. And my granddad, he's like, I'm going to die there. And I said, Granddad, why do you feel like that? And when I went to Egypt, on the tomb, the word hospital in Egypt meant death.
Yes.
The symbol.
The symbol. It meant death. Mm-hmm. No, the word hospital. Translate it. It means death. And so that's a whole nother program, a whole nother topic of conversation. But if I want you guys to think about this. If they're poisoning us with Tuskegee, the Tuskegee experiment that they did, what makes you think they're not poisoning you now through flu vaccinations? All 70 of my colleagues died because they spoke against vaccination, be it black, white, or Chinese, or whatever. They all got killed. The CDC guy, nobody wants to talk about it. That man got murdered because he was about to speak up. I am tired. I am tired. And I will not be in fear because when they took my kids, I said, I promise you, I will not kill them, but we will come together and get together economically.
Hmm.
I will not live in fear anymore. I will not live in fear. We cannot live in fear anymore. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to end it on this note. My grandmother, who is now an ancestor, she showed me, beautiful, dark woman, very elegant. And she said, Azalea, she said, Azalea, I want you to look at this picture. And I looked at this picture, and it was this dark-skinned man on all fours. He was ripped. This frail white man was riding him with the chain, frail like he was starved, whipping him.
Wow.
The man's sweat was coming off the man. And she said, Azalea, and I was about 9 years old at that time, what does this man need to do? And I said, he needs to stand up. And she said, that's right. What will happen when he stands up, baby? I said, he will fall off. We need to wake up. We need to stand up. And we need to get together economically. That's how we need to do this.
Very well stated.
Fire your politician.
Very well stated.
Don't even go into
that.
Leave him alone.
Fire
Don't go
your
there.
Politician.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
That's not politics. That's passion. That was passion right there. You know, we don't have that included in our politics. So, man, this is so powerful. So, audience, again, we're counting down on the time. We got about 25 to 30 minutes left. If you have any questions, if there was something that was said that is not clear to you, now would be the time for you to call us at 516-531-9819 and hit 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And, you know, when you were talking, Azalea, earlier about your health care and having to take a loan out for $180,000, I could see that, especially when you go the holistic way, because our sick system, not health system, but sick system, they don't want the average person to get well. And we are receiving this onslaught of fake foods and things that are quite unhealthy that produces the illness that, you know, runs us to the doctor that then runs us to the pharmacy to get the prescription pill. And nobody's trying to make us better. They're just wanting a repeat customer. And so no one talks about the healing part of it.
When I was sick and I went through the morphine, I was in excruciating pain. Anybody knows anyone that's died of cancer, that's been through cancer? I was in excruciating pain, went to 90 pounds, okay? And my mom took me from place to place. The doctor told me and said, you know, we don't know what the hell to do with you. You're just going to be, you're just going to die, okay? My mom slapped me. She slapped me, and she said, you're not going anywhere. And so she took me from a list of place to a list of place to a list of place, and the family got together, and we took out that loan because I was very, very young at that time. And what I learned from that situation was when we went to go sit to get drugs initially before we went holistically, we saw all these people talking about, baby, I've been here 10 years. I've been coming here 9 years. I've been coming here 12 years to this doctor. Me and my mom got up out of there. Because drugs, let's think of the word drugs. Yeah, I mean, they weren't being helped. Think of the word drugs. The word drugs means to be drugged. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. And for all the spiritual church people, if you look in the ancient scriptures of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and I always mention this when we do talk to church people, I say, look, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were live foodists, meaning that they ate fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, okay? And when the king came before them, King Nebuchadnezzar came before them, and they said to eat the swine, to eat the steak, to eat this, they refused it, and they said, please let us eat the seeds, the leaves, and the fruit and the vegetables, and see that we are won't be the strongest men in the nation. And when they came back after some time, he chose them, and they were the strongest men. How is it that we can read these books and not apply them? Because it's showing right there that even in the ancient scrolls, in the Quran, all of it, it's showing that they were live foodists before the flood. They were all live foodists. And it says, it never said that you heal from drugs. It never said that. And yet we have piles of drugs, and we watch our people die from chemotherapy. And I say die because the statistics show since 1950, the facts show only 1% truly survive. We're not talking about remission. Okay, we're not talking about remission, because when you go into Wikipedia, go look up Wikipedia, and I want you guys to look at Wikipedia, go on Wikipedia and look up how did chemotherapy get started. There's about 100 pages on Wikipedia, and you'll see it'll show a white man from Germany who started and made nuclear bombs, and what he did is chemotherapy is mustard gas. And they started using it to experiment first on St. Jude children.
Crazy. And you know what happens? People don't want to hear the story because we've been duped into believing a whole different story that the white coats are here to save you, you know, and protect you. And they would never sell you a system that will not improve or manage, maintain the illness is how the terminology is that they use. But nobody is seeing the, like you were talking about, you know, it's so important that we understand that when we feed our body emotionally, spiritually, physically, and nutritionally, when we feed our body correctly, and we have the right frame of mind, like you did with your children when you were in Michigan, you know, with the kids, that, you know, you didn't allow the negativity to take you over. And so it's all of that that we need in order to maintain and sustain a healthy lifestyle. And the food is a major, major part, because we have the toxins, the chemicals, the processed. We have crap in our food that's never been tested on a human, and we have no idea what it's going to do, not just to us, but to our grandchildren. You know, it's going to be perpetual, because a lot of the younger kids at this point in time have no idea of what this stuff that they're consuming, what it's going to do to their body in the long run.
Well, you know, we have to really look at truth, honestly, because we have been lied to in every single solitary way. There's a brother, Anthony Browder, who you guys probably go to Medulla Bookstore and get his books, go on Amazon and get his books. He's doing the Ask Asa Project in Egypt, and we're going to go there next year. We're looking to go there in May. And they're the first blacks doing excavation on these tombs, and they're finding the first scrolls. They're finding two new queens, a new king. This tomb is larger than King Tut's tomb. And the stuff that this brother's writing is, we're finding out how much we've been lied to, how they've hidden our information in the Catholic Church and the Vatican. We've been lied to in every single way. Look at our school system. The word of it is called system. It's systemic. It's setting up kids for, like, prison food. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, the word cursive. Think of the word cursive. That's when kids start cursing. So they get our kids in the systemic school system, okay? They teach them cursive, which is a cursed language. Our English language is a cursed language. Let's think. Wow. When I went to Klamath Falls, Oregon, it shows that the blacks and the natives that would go there, when they would speak their native tongue, they would whoop them. Why? Because they know. The question is, do we know? Do we know from the food, from the medical thing, from our systemic system, from our language? We need to wake up and we need to write our own books. We need to go to Egypt. We need to go to certain places and learn our true history. It's the white man telling us our history. We're going reading their books that Columbus discovered America when we've been here. We find that there's tombs and pyramids in Macon, Georgia. We went to a pyramid in Macon, Georgia. There's pyramids popping up all around the world. We were everywhere. We have always been everywhere. We are geniuses. If you go on my Pinterest, Virtual Black Wall Street, you'll see everything that we invented, from the toilet to the cell phone. We've invented everything. Why? Because we're geniuses. But they've gotten stolen because we allowed them to steal our stuff.
Yes.
We have power beyond normal.
Right.
They found a pyramid on Mars. How did a pyramid get on Mars? You tell me.
Exactly right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
How did a pyramid get on Mars? So truly, have we moved forward or have we moved backward?
I would think the answer is backwards on that, because we've become so distracted with the technology and making sure we have the latest technology. And, it's a sad sight to see people and they're not interacting, you know, they're not fellowshipping with one another, but their heads are bent down into this device and whatever they're doing on it, I don't know, you know, but whatever they're doing, it's breaking up the village, you know, so there's not communication between people, between the different generations, and Yeah,
you're right on that, because when I went to the park and it was really mind boggling. All the kids were not playing on the swings, they were on their phones. And see, the cell phone thing just came out not too long ago. We don't know what ramifications are gonna come from that. You know,
it's elders in our community now running around unsafe because the children are threatening their lives on a regular basis. I've heard this not from one elder right here in my community, but other elders in other communities, you know, talking about how they're getting actually threatened by children. I even heard it today, you know what I'm saying, from a white man.
Threatening for what?
That kids are just threatening elders now. They don't want to fight you. Meet me outside.
Wow.
And try to communicate nowadays. Like, that type of backwards thinking comes from generation to generation of backwards thinking. You want to, like, the whole idea and concept. I haven't signed up Virtual Black Wall Street already on this call because they're wondering about their own identity and how it rests in the.
You guys are breaking up a little bit, not hearing all the words from Kingman.
Blah, blah. So, you know, they don't want to hear what we got to say because we're trying to take them into actual freedom. You know, on one hand, you know, Isaiah's like a Dr. Shavy on steroids, but then you turn around, you know, Isaiah's like a Harriet Tubman, too. You know, and Harriet Tubman is notorious for being quoted as saying, you know, I freed hundreds of slaves, but it could have been thousands if they knew they were slaves.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And
I want to say this.
Everybody
that got a couple of dollars think you're not a slave. You're still a slave.
I want to say this to you and other business people on here, especially people of color, because you can feel alone when you are doing what the Creator meant for you to do. Your family's going to persecute you. Your close friends are going to persecute you. You might even lose a husband or a wife because of it. I mean, every story from Walt Disney to Tyler Perry to Oprah Winfrey to all these stories, you always hear there's always obstacles that they have to go through. And the other day, I was watching an eagle. We have this eagle. I've been watching this eagle in our yard. And I noticed when the eagle flies, it's on top and it flies alone. It's staying focused. And then after some time, after it flew alone, then it joined with the other eagles after it got its food and it did what it's supposed to do. And a lot of times we need to be that eagle because we're doing things that other people don't understand. And I read Walt Disney's story when he was telling people, you know, I want you to invest in this land that's going to be of elephants and mice and people are going to come from all around the world. That man had three nervous breakdowns because everybody thought he was crazy with what he was talking about. And now, you know, look at Tyler Perry, look at different ones. So, you know, I just want to tell you guys, like, never give up. When you have something that the Creator has given you, you know, stay focused on it, you know, and it will prevail.
I agree with that. And it's really important. They said when you're out in, well, so when you are following your purpose and doing what you've been put here to do, you will be in a minority because everybody was not chosen to do that. You know, you were. And so to have the faith and the confidence that you have everything that you need to be successful in that. So, and I wanted to just kind of piggyback on something you had said earlier about the homeless people and how we're not honoring them appropriately. I remember I was provided transportation to visually impaired children, and I was over in DeKalb County. And versus driving all the way back to Cobb, I would just go and find me a little spot in McDonald's and, you know, use the free Wi-Fi and things like that. And I remember this day that this lady came in, and she was just sitting there. She wasn't begging. She wasn't asking anybody for anything. She was just sitting there. And I asked her, was she hungry, and would she like something to eat? And she said, yes. And so I said, what would you like? I went and got in the line, got her something to eat, set it down in front of her. She ate her food very comfortably. She wasn't making any noise. She wasn't making a scene. But someone in the restaurant complained to the manager and requested that she be removed from the property. And so when the guy came over to ask her to leave, I was like, what she's doing? You know, what's wrong? Why are you doing that? Well, she's got to leave. I said she didn't ask for anything. I offered to pay for her some food, and that's why I said, and she's sitting there, and she's really enjoying her food. Why are you making her leave, you know? And she just said, Miss, that's okay. I'll just leave. But it was so hurtful that we don't have compassion for people, and that, you know, if we're offended by how people look, like the person you were talking about earlier, how we can take a person's rights away from them to ask someone to have them removed from the establishment. And I don't think I went back to that McDonald's after that, because it was just really heartbreaking. But that's how we treat others that we think are lower, you know, than we are.
Well, the thing is, one thing I have to tell you, we all end up in the dirt, okay?
Yeah.
Whether we drive an F-150, a Bentley, a homeless, don't have a home, we all end up in the dirt, and that's what's humbling. And my son actually started working at Willie Walken Funeral, and I'm going to tell you something. My son started working there when he was 15. It was as a punishment, actually, because he was out late. And I called Mr. Willie Watkins, and I said, you know what? I want my son to take a tour at your funeral home. He gave him a three-hour tour. My son was just, you know, looking at dead bodies, different things like that. And he ended up working there for 2 years. And when my son would come home, I said, you okay? And he said, Mom, I saw this little girl die. I saw this boy die.
Mm.
You know, he would tell me the different stories and what he would be doing and so forth. And he said, you know, he said, it helped me to appreciate life and, you know, how we are here a short time, how we all end up going to the same place. And so when you bring it down to that, and because you think you get something, you know, you got your mistake, you got your house, you got this, and that you're better than someone else. You know, or you can be poor and have an arrogant attitude and be judgmental. Doesn't mean that people that are wealthy have that. It goes both ways. It just helps us to not judge people, to assume, you know, this person is that way because of this situation. And maybe they are. Maybe they are, but what are we going to do to help? That's the question. What are we going to do to help to make it better? Bitter or better?
Bitter or better? That is the the million-dollar question, right?
That's right.
That's a thing to live by. So, audience, we are coming down to our last 10 minutes, and I want to urge you to check out Virtual Black Wall Street. So that's V like in virtual, B like in black, W like in wall, and S like in street. BBWS.org. Go on, sign up to become a member, support the work that the Queen and King are doing within our communities, which takes care of our health and our wealth and everything that we're about as a community, as the village. So let's help to support one another on this ride that we call life. And let's soar like the eagles, because we are doing the work that we're designed to do, and we're taking care of one another and unlearning the lies that we've been told to be the truth. And I so applaud you, Azalea, for saying about writing our own stories, because when we write our stories, the truth gets told. When we allow other people to write our stories, it may not be the truth of who we are and the authenticity of our spirits and our work. And I am going to go – you said that was on your pine – I can't pronounce that. What was the site for the Black Inventions?
Oh, if you just go to Pinterest – under Pinterest, under Virtual Black Wall Street, you'll see all the black inventors on there. It's really amazing. I mean, as I'm doing research, I'm learning. You know, I'm constantly learning from everybody and everybody that we're interviewing and businesses and so forth. You know, so it's on Pinterest that it shows you all these inventors under Virtual Black Wall Street that I've just selected for people to review and take a look at and for us to interact. And I do want to say a sister named Cheryl, who works very hard in the community as well. She's having an event this Saturday at Adams Park. Everybody's welcome to come. It's from 8 to 10 at night. She's going to have Afro-Caribbean dance contest, food, information, and Virtual Black Wall Street will be in the house. So we'll be there from beginning to end, and just, you know, come on down. It's free for the community at Adams Park in Atlanta, Georgia.
And what's that street number on DeLo? I know it's on DeLo.
1620 DeLo Drive. That's this Saturday, and the Virtual Black Wall Street Business Mixer is on the October 26th from 12 to 3. And if you want to be a vendor there, just let us know. Again, if you're a VIP member, it's free. I mean, you don't, you know, that's the advantage of being a VIP member for that particular time every month.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so we're going to start wrapping it up so that we can get in any last words or closing thoughts that you would like to add. So I want to give the dates to everyone again. You gave us the October the 26th. It's from 12 to 3. And the vendor tables are $25, but that was for non-members, correct?
That's right.
Okay. So non-members pay $25. That's October the 26th from 12 to 3 on DeLo Drive. That's near Campbellton, if you're not familiar with the area. It's between Cascade and Campbellton Road, actually. March 15th of 2020. There will be a major gala at Tyler Perry Studios. Members, the price for the tickets are $50, and non-members, it's $125. It will be an occasion, I'm sure, to surpass all.
Yeah, absolutely.
That will be from 2 to
bring
8
Bring out your gown. Yeah,
all right. You're ready now, right?
That's right. Get ready now, because you know.
Exactly. So you were talking about Anthony Broder and the excavation project that he's doing in Egypt. So are you guys involved in that trip that's going to be taking place May of next year?
What we're doing is we're doing our own tour. Something that we connected with them. Yeah, we're doing our own Virtual Black Wall Street tour. We're going to be going to Thailand in January, which are all the black areas, okay? Thailand, the black Philippines, Africa, Kenya. We're going to be going to Egypt in May, California, Richmond, California. Wherever they want us to come to do a Virtual Black Wall Street business network so that we can wake up our people and make this thing happen worldwide. And so that's, you know, of course, it's going to be first here in Atlanta, first, like I said, home first. But we are spreading out, and we're meeting with the dignitaries and the community so that we can address the state of emergency in our way. We're just one group of people. So by spreading out to all the beautiful, amazing, talent out there, they can start their own and use it towards what it is that they want to use it towards, you know? We're just setting a fire right now.
Yes. You guys are amazing, just absolutely. And I just want to make sure
you are too.
That I have – well, thank you. I accept that. I just want to make sure that I've got it all. So you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram. One of the most important things that you said – was about the holistic medical or holistic health insurance by the end of 2020. Mm-hmm. That is going to be paramount.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so that's why we got to take it into steps. So what we're doing now is we're doing this first phase. So we just, like I said, we just put up the personal profile in the store. We just put it up, and now it's growing. And so we're taking in that step, and we're already talking, like I said, to people about the stocks and about the health insurance, holistic. So that means that all the holistic doctors and even medical doctors, because there's, you can merge some of the things together, you know.
We've talked
to some MDs and different things in California and here who want to be a part of that. So we're collecting all of the black doctors and holistic practitioners together so that they can be a part of that, so that when you go on the Virtual Black Wall Street at the end of 2020, you can look and search for, okay, you got back pain, cancer, HIV, use it specialist, and you're only paying $25.
Mm. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. All right, so I'm going to stop and let you close us out. And thank you again. I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed you and King.
Thank you.
And, yo, man, I tell you, this has been awesome. I've got pages of notes. So, awesome, awesome.
Wow,
awesome.
We appreciate you.
You keep up the good work, too.
Yeah, you do. We encourage you because we know that this, we will tell everybody about your blog because, see, that's the thing. It's like it takes all of us. You know, we appreciate that you're doing it. You're putting out the energy and the work that you're doing and that you call me, you know what I'm saying, and have us on the show.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, it's because, you know, like I say in the opening of the show, we don't talk about things out loud. You know, we'll whisper in a corner, but my show is designed so that we, you know, shine the light on what really happens in our communities, because that's the way that everything is going to return to its authentic state. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll get stronger as we learn to open our mouths and give voice to our experience in life. And so that's the whole point in doing this show. And I've had a very diverse audience on, so I am pleased and honored that you took the time to have this conversation with us tonight.
Yeah, I do. And I want to say this to you guys out here. Everybody's looking for a savior, but you're the savior. I mean, the person's waiting for somebody to save them, and you got the rope, the car, the boat. Everything is there, the utensils for you to use, but you have to wake up and use them.
Mm-hmm.
That was huge. Yes, that's correct. That is correct.
Yeah.
And the time is now, not tomorrow, not later on, you know.
Yep.
We love our children. Everybody say they love their children. For everybody out there who can hear the sound of my voice, you love your children. Let's start today to make change to where they don't have to grow up in the same situation that we have seen, as we are witnessing only getting worse as we speak.
I mean, every single day we're seeing children get killed. We're seeing the woman where, you know, she came to, I saw this on YouTube, this brother who has this news channel. I forget his name, but I love watching this brother's news. It's called National News by this.
It's National News.
Yeah, it's National News. But this brother has this news channel on YouTube. I can't think of his name. But the woman came, got up in the morning because she heard something, came to the door with her gun, and the police who went there to protect her shot her and killed her, you know.
Wow.
And so that's another reason. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other topic of conversation as to we really are and as to why they do what they do. I mean, this is just one solution.
Yeah.
Virtual Black Wall Street economically. You can protest. I did protest. I'm not against protests now. But now we have a venue that is very powerful, and we need to use it. And it has always been economic. You look at the Madam C.J. Walkers. When she came up, everybody came up in her area because they all utilized each other. Yeah. You know, so we need to do that now again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Queen.
Thank
you. Can you have a closing thought for us?
And that was it.
All right.
The time is now.
Well, thank you. The
time is now.
It is. All right. And audience, thank you for being a part and listening so intently to the full message that's been shared with us tonight. And go to the website, virtualblackwallstreet.org, the VBWS.org, and sign up and become a member. And take advantage of this and shoot an email if you have any questions and things like that. And thank you once again. And I'll see you guys next week. I love you. Be good.
Yes, love you too. Thank you so much.